LeBron James doubles down, Capitol riots show we live in two Americas. By Warner Todd Houston on January 8, 2021. LA Lakers star LeBron James has doubled down on his comments about a racist country, saying there are two Americas, and lamenting that 4 years were wrested away with Trump in office. On Thursday, James took to his Instagram account to renew his attack on President Donald Trump and his supporters, yelling in all caps, "Do you understand now?" James went on turning the incursion of the U.S. Capitol building into an expression of racism. "I know the answer to that," James continued. "You still don't cause, no matter what happens, you still won't be judged. Looked at crazy, chained, beaten, hung, shot to death cause of the color of your skin. Two Americas we live in, and it was at full capacity live in direct yesterday in our nation's capital at the Capitol." The NBA star concluded with the hashtag, hashtag you pray for better days for my people. The Instagram post comes on the heels of his other recent comments that Americans live in two Americas. James insisted that people like him, meaning African Americans, would have been mowed down by the Capitol Police if they had broken into the building. "And that was a prime example of that yesterday. And if you don't understand that or don't see that after seeing what you saw yesterday, then you really need to take a step back. Not even just one step, but maybe 4 or 5, or even 10 steps backwards, and ask yourself, how do you want your kids? Or how do you want your grandkids? Or how do we want America to be viewed as?" James told reporters on Thursday night. "Do we want to live in this beautiful country? If those were my kind storming the Capitol, what would have been the outcome? And I think we all know," James added. "There's no ifs, ands, or buts. We already know what would have happened to my kind if anyone would have even got close to the Capitol, let alone storm inside the offices, inside the hallways." James went on to blame Trump personally for Wednesday's unrest in Washington. "The events that took place yesterday was a direct correlation of the president that's in the seat right now, of his actions, his beliefs, his wishes," James exclaimed. "He cares about nobody besides himself. Nobody. Absolutely nobody. He doesn't care about this country. He doesn't care about his family. He doesn't care about anybody besides himself." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.